that word all. Some people like to play and become theologians and, oh, I see it and all of this stuff. And they say, well, little sins don't get you out of fellowship and not really all important to God. What? Do you hear what you're saying? Little sins don't matter to God? Oh, yes, they do. Any sin is a result of stop trusting Him, and that breaks fellowship. So, and then they want to say, well, if you do little sins, you stay in fellowship and all this kind of thing. People, the Word says all. Little bitty ones and great big ones. Real, ones that aren't so bad, ones that are havoc. It doesn't matter. Let me say this. What do you read in Scripture? This word is all, and it is there. All sin. So we have to deal with what we have right here in Scripture. Okay? So, cleanses us from all sin. Now, we've been looking at cleansing, and we've taken a look at the things that are done to sin, just in 1 John. Tonight we might go through and just look all through the Bible, Old and New Testament. But just in 1 John, sins are forgiven. 1 John 1:9, 1 John 2:12, sins are taken away. 1 John 3:5, then in John 1:29, sins are destroyed. 1 John 3:8, sins are atoned. 1 John 2:2, sins are cleansed. Sins are cleansed. 1 John 1:7 and 9. Boom, there you go. Lots of things to describe what happens to sin. And people, you've got to sit back and ask yourself, how does this happen, and how does it happen with me? How are my sins destroyed, taken away, atoned, forgiven, all these things? That's what the whole thing of the church, that's another way of wording why you pass so many churches getting here. So many different views on how this all happens. And you have to decide for yourself, is it the work of Christ on the cross plus something I do that really does these things, or did He provide it all, and all I have to do is trust Him, boom. All I have to do is trust Him, boom. Just like at Salvation 1. So you have to decide for yourself. We looked at cleansing and the Greek words for it, the Old Testament words. We saw that there is nothing that we can do to cleanse ourselves because we are the ones that are already dirty. We've seen that this is the power of the Holy Spirit. So we spent a lot of time in this and what sins do and how they defile. And we noted that while cleansing is absolutely essential for any relationship with God, this is something that goes all the way back to the very, very beginning. We saw it, first of all, going all the way back to Job. This is before law. It's before anything like that ever came along, and he talks about cleansing. So cleansing is something that's always been there, and it's always going to have to be dealt with. And we went to Job 4:17, Job 14:4, Job 15:14, Job 25:4. And these talk about clean, being clean before God. How can I be clean before God? First of all, you have to acknowledge I am dirty. But you know what? A lot of Christians won't. Oh, I'm not really dirty. I'm not as dirty, and I'm not as unclean as that person. And let's just go ahead with what a lot of Christians are today. I'm not as unclean as Bill Clinton, the President of the United States. And boy, do I like to run him down and judge him. That makes me feel so good to be able to judge him, because that makes me look better, because I would never do what he does. So therefore, I'm not as dirty. So you're going to use less soap than he does. He needs a whole lot of soap. He needs the horrible stuff, lava. He needs something that just really gets to. But you only need just a little soft soap they sell. That'll work for you, because your sins are not it. Christ didn't have to die for your sins, did he? Or did he? What do you believe about atonement? What do you believe about cleansing? Did Christ take care of it all? Or are we going to hold back and say, well, not really, totally, all of it? So we spent a lot of time in the cleansing, and we saw that we cannot make ourselves